مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيام شمام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Here we are busy with chapter number 3 concerning the praises of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, our speech, as the poet says, ما مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمد. My speech has not, I am not praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my speech. But rather, my speech has become praiseworthy because of the mention of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a major difference. The way you word something, it shows your humility, or it shows. So the poet here is saying that sometimes, often, we take pride in the fact that we are praising Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the reality is, we are not praising him just by mentioning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our speech becomes praiseworthy. Our gatherings becomes praiseworthy. As you know, Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Hafidhahullah was here recently, 95 years of age. And what did he have to say when they told him, give some advice? He said, Hum mustaqil nahi hai. Hum mustaqil nahi hai. Sirf Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustaqil hai. He said, we are not worthy. But when we speak, we are only speaking hadith, and there is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is worthy of giving advice. So we will narrate to you a hadith. That is what, when the ulama are asked to give wa'az and advice, this is what they do. They give advice, they give nasiha, they give the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is explaining the Quran Sharif, as you've seen in Surah An-Nahl. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We have revealed this reminder to you, Ya Rasulullah, so that you may explain what has been revealed to the people. So this is, and we're explaining to you, we are sharing with you a hadith. Like this, in today's lesson, we are going to be busy with a few ahadith. Interesting. It just gets more interesting and interesting. You just want to find one word, then you go to the whole encyclopedia and you see how they extract this word and how it's used in different ahadith. So today, let's bring you in the scene. Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah is saying, ظَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ مَنْ أَحْيَى الظَّلَامَ إِلَىٰ أَنِشْتَكَتْ قَدَمَاهُ الدُّرَّمِ وَرَبِي. I transgressed the sunnah of him, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who used to pass the night in ibadah until his feet complained of injury due to being swollen. وَشَدَّ مِنْ صَغَبٍ أَحْشَاءَهُ وَطَوَىٰ. And he tied and folded on account of hunger around his stomach, تَحْتَ الْحِجَارَةِ كَشْحَمْ مُطْرَفَ الْأَدَمِ. Below a stone beneath which is delicate skin. A stone beneath which is his delicate skin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied a stone beneath which is his delicate skin. Now let's go into it. Last week we discussed وَشَدْ مِنْ صَغْبٍ أَحْشَاءَهُ وَطَوَىٰ. Today we're going to see تَحْتَ الْحِجَارَةِ كَشْحَمْ مُطْرَفَ الْأَدَمِ. This word, we're going to analyze it. Hajar. We speak about Hajar today. Hajara yahjuru. It comes from this verb for the Arabic lovers. Nasara yansuru. And it means to make something, to be consistent upon something. Hajara. Right? To make something consistent. Now when you say, that's when you're speaking generally. Hajar al-ard. Then you're speaking of the stones of the earth. Hajjara shay'a, tung banana, to make something restricted. Hajjara shay'a, to make something restricted. There's a beautiful hadith. It is in Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith 6010. There was a Bedouin. he was making dua and he made this dua. So the hadith, Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith, قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في صلاة وقمنا معه. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up for the prayer and we stood up with Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال أعرابي, and a Bedouin shouted, he called out. A Bedouin called out, وهو في الصلاة. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was offering prayer. اللهم ارحمني ومحمدا. O Allah, bestow your mercy on me and Muhammad only. So a Bedouin, فقال عربي وهو في الصلاة. A Bedouin, actually he was calling out in his prayer and he was saying, اللهم ارحمني ومحمدا. O Allah, have mercy upon me and Muhammad. O Allah, have mercy on me and Muhammad. ولا ترحم معنا أحدا. And do not bestow mercy on anybody else along with it. Only upon me and Muhammad. اللهم ارحمني ومحمدا. ولا ترحم معنا أحدا. And do not have mercy upon anyone else. Today you are secured, you are protected, or you came out successful, everyone else failed, or something of the sort. You are, well, you know what you say. I don't want to say those words, but you know what you say. Leave them, it is me. It's all about me. I'm successful. I made it. So who cares about them? So, وَلَا تَرْحَمْ مَعَنَا أَحَدًا. And do not have mercy upon anyone else. فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. When Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ made salam, then what happened? Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ said, قَالَ لِلْأَعْرَابِيِّ. Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ said to the Bedouin, لَقَدْ حَجَرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You have limited a very vast thing. لَقَدْ حَجَرْتَ وَاسِعًا. Something that is vast, Allah's mercy is vast. You limited it. You restricted it. So this year, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is using this word, لَقَدْ حَجَرْتَ وَاسِعًا. To make something restricted is also used with this word, ha, jim, ra, which we see here, tahta al-hijara, beneath which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's delicate skin, beneath, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to tie the stone, and we're going to look at the different instances and the different ahadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tie stones and what was the experiences and what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum went through. That kind of hunger. Today you speak of hunger. You speak of hunger. And you see what's happening in the world. Ribs are being shown to the world. But yet the world is still in this deception. So hunger, it goes to our leader as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tahta al-hijara, we said to you. Beneath Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a stone beneath which is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's delicate skin. So, and he tied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied and folded on account of hunger around his stomach, a stone around his stomach, a stone beneath which his delicate skin was. Kashhan. Now let's go to this next word. Kashhan. We're looking at the word kashhan. Where does this come in the, when you look at the ahadith in the encyclopedia of ahadith, where does this word kashhan come? So let's look at it. A sahabi radiallahu an from the Ansar, his name, remember his name, Usayd ibn Hudayr, his name, this honorable sahabi, Usayd ibn Hudayr. رجل من الأنصار عن أسيد بن حدير رجل من الأنصار. We're looking at the narration of Abu Dawood, Hadith 5224. أسيد بن حدير. So later we'll ask you, do you remember this name? The Sahabi who did this remarkable action. Listen to the Hadith. أسيد بن حدير says, قال بينما هو يحدث القوم وكان فيه مزاج بين يضحكهم. So there was this person, Usayd ibn Hudayr is saying, a man of the Ansar said that while he was given this light talk, they were speaking and having this light moments, sharing, like how we would say, cracking a joke or two. Bayna yudhikuhum. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Usayd. Fata'anahu an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi khasiratihi bi'udin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to him and he poked him under the ribs with a stick. He went to him and he poked him under the ribs with a stick. What did Usayd ibn Hudayr radiyallahu anhu do? He said, Faqal asbirni. He's telling, imagine Usayd ibn Hudayr is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I'm going to take retaliation. I need to take retaliation. Asbirni. So Usayd, he was making the people laugh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to him, poked him under the ribs with a stick. Usayd, you know, some people, they are just instinctious. They are just remarkable at being spontaneous. So he said, Asbirni, I'm going to take retaliation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Istabir, take retaliation. You want to take retaliation? Take retaliation. Now imagine you sing, this is Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to take retaliation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Istabir, take retaliation. Qal, Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, I'm saying this name many times so that you remember Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, you must remember this name. So, he said, Inna alayka qamisan, wa laysa alayya qamisun. Usayd is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, see, you have a kurta, a shirt, and wa laysa alayya qamisun, and I do not have this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wants to take retaliation, but he's even demanding that and saying that you have a kurta on, and I look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did this, I have to also, you poke me at that particular place. فَرَفَعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ قَمِيسِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then raised his shirt, he raised his kurta, and qamisi. What did Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu do then? فَحْضَنَهُ. Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, he began to kiss his side. وَجَعَلَ يُقَبِّلُ كَشْحَهُ. وَجَعَلَ يُقَبِّلُ كَشْحَهُ. He began to kiss his side. Take note this word, كَشْحَهُ. And then he said these words. He said, قَالْ إِنَّمَا أَرَدْتُ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. إِنَّمَا أَرَدْتُ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. This is what I wanted, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, they use the intelligence, being spontaneous, because Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, he wanted to kiss the Mubarak, delicate skin of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he got it right. He got it right. So it wasn't retaliation as in that, but retaliation here was a kiss on the Mubarak side of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Innama aradtu hadha ya Rasulullah. This is what I intended to do. It wasn't real retaliation, because that wasn't the spirit of the noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum to take. That was the spirit of the munafiqeen, to question, to ask, to put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through difficulty. That was the kuffar and the munafiqeen and the mushrikeen. But when it came to the noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would do this at times just to get and secure and say to the world that I was the one who kissed the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this word, وَجَعَلَ يُقَبِّلُ كَشْحَهُ, he began to kiss the side of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what's this word, كَشَحَ? كَشَحَ يَكْشَحُ, for the Arabic lovers, كَشْحَن, this means It can go in either scale. فَتَحَ يَفْتَهُ or نَصَرَ يَنْسُرُ. So كَشَحَ يَكْشُحُ. It can go also on that. كَشْحَن. So what does this mean? It means الْكَشْحُ مَا بَيْنَ الْخَاسِرَةِ وَالْدِلَعِ. الْكَشْحُ مَا بَيْنَ الْخَاسِرَةِ وَالْدِلَعِ. It is the loins, what you say, the sides of the body. It is below the ribs and above. It is below the ribs and above the pelvis on the side. So that is exactly that particular place which Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu, he had kissed the Mubarak delicate skin, which Allama Abu Sayyidi rahimullah is referring to in this particular stanza. تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم. تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied on his belly stones, a stone. كشحن مطرف الأدمي. So below this stone, delicate skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كشحن مطرف الأدمي. مطرف الأدمي. So where does this come now? مطرف الأدمي. Where is this mentioned in the Quran Sharif, this word? And where does it go back to? So tarifa mutrafa. We're analyzing, scrutinizing this word. Tarifa yatrafu, sami'a yasma'u, tarifa yatrafu. Tarifa yatrafu, ta-ra-fa. Ya mutrafa al-adami. Mutrafa al-adami. It means a person who is happy. You know, you say this person is living a soft life. Literally in English you say this, he's living a soft life, meaning he's living a real life of comfort and ease and no difficulties. For us, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. This world is a prison for the believer, and for the kuffar, it's the paradise for them. For us, it is coming, we're coming to that ahadith. You'll see, inshallah, we come to it at the end. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for us it is the akhirah. For us it is the akhirah. Anyway, تحت الحجارة كشحم مطرف الأدمي. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied the stone beneath which the delicate skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. The skin was beneath that stone. And this skin was مطرف الأدمي. Soft skin. Imagine Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu got to that point to put his lips on the Mubarak side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. مطرف, this is the word. طرف يطرف, it means to be soft. To be soft. And those, Allah azza wa jal refers to these people in the Quran Sharif, whom Allah has given them a soft life. A soft life. Where do you find this? You find the Suratul Mu'minun. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. So said those chiefs of his nation who disbelieved and belied. They rejected facing the year after. Here's the word. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We made affluent. And whom we made affluent in the worldly life. So these people, they were kuffar. They rejected the akhirah. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, we made them, we gave them soft lives in the worldly life. We gave them a soft life. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And we made affluent. We made affluent in the worldly life. What did they say? They said, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. They said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making all these statements saying, this is nothing but a human being. يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. He eats from what you eat from. وَيَشْرَبُ مِمَّا تَشْرَبُونَ. And drinks from what you drink. Verse 33, Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ. Focus on this. طَرِفَ يَتْرَفُ. A soft life, comfortable, luxurious life, affluent life. Allah Azza wa Jal says, we gave them this year. So today when you see in the lives of the kuffar, and they are living this kind of life, all soft and the rest. and they are using their weapons. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this here in Surah Al-Anfal. They use their weapons. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They use their wealth to prevent from the way of Allah. Allah says, فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا. So let them spend. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةٌ. And then it will be a bite of remorse for them. It will be, they will be overcome. They will be bitten by remorse after that. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Thereafter, they will be overpowered. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to these people. So in the worldly life, it all looks soft. It looks lovely for them. But have you ever asked yourself this question, that how come they have this soft life and it looks all rosy, comfy, whilst the people of the mu'mineen, look in Gaza, look in the entire Palestine if you want, West Bank is included. Go and see Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya, we say in Arabic. West Bank, Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya. Then go see Syria. Then go see Sudan. Go see the Muslim suffering in the world. What does Allah Azza wa Jal say? Verse 178, Surah Al Imran, this question is answered. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And those who disbelieve should not think that the time we give them is good for them. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. In fact, we give them time only that they may increase in sin. They increase to that point. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for them, there is a humiliating punishment. For them, there is a humiliating punishment. If you go and you see this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this constantly in various other verses as well, where the kuffar, they are given this, it looks outwardly very soft, it looks outwardly very nice, but the reality is this, their time is coming, and when their time comes, it's going to be severe, and they won't know where to put their faces thereafter, but their time will come, and when it comes, it will be severe. Anyway, let's move forward. Kashham mutraf al-adami. There's still another verse where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about and uses this word. Mutrafiha. Mutrafiha. So where is this here? If you go and you look at Surah Al-Isra. So you know Surah Al-Kahf? Surah just before Surah Al-Kahf is the particular verse which we are referring to. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning when we intend to destroy a habitation. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً. When we intend to destroy a habitation, أَمَرْنَا مُطْرَفِيهَا. We command its affluent people. We tell them, commanding the affluent, the soft life, those who live with the soft life in the comfort, luxury, we command its affluent people to do good. But what do they do? فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. They then commit sins therein. We tell them to do good, meaning there's someone to warn them, some warners. So أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. We instruct the affluent, do good actions. They instead do the opposite. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. They then commit sins therein. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. And thus the word of punishment becomes due against it. Against it, عَلَيْهَا, عَلَيْهَا, meaning عَلَيْهَا الْقَرْيَا, upon, عَلَى الْقَرْيَا, upon the particular habitation. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. So, thus the word of punishment becomes due against it. And then, فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. and we annihilate it totally, completely. We annihilate it totally, completely. Verse 16, Surah Al-Isra, chapter number 17, Surah 17. وَإِذَا أَرَدَنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً. And when we intend to destroy a habitation, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. This word we're focusing on, مُتْرَفِيهَا. Because we are saying here, مُتْرَفَ الْأَدَمِ, soft. In this stanza, كَشْحَمْ مُتْرَفَ الْأَدَمِ, soft. In the verse, these people, Allah says, we instruct them to do good. Who are these people? The affluent people. مُتْرَفِيهَا. But they do the opposite. So then, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. So the word becomes true against them. The word of punishment becomes due against them, the habitation. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. And we annihilate it totally, completely. مُتْرَف. That word we're focusing. مُتْرَف. Soft. مُتْرَفَ الْأَدَمِي. Soft. That's what we are referring to here. There are other aspects as well to this here. Other ways, other words, other verses, other ahadith as well to look at when we're speaking about this here. But there's no real time to go through each and every one. So we're going to go to the next hadith. And here we are looking at this last word of the stanza. مُتْرَف الْأَدَمِ. Soft, we got the word meaning مُتْرَف. Al-Adam, now we want to know what is this. What is Adam? Adam is also used in the ahadith. Where is it used? It is used for vinegar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ni'mal udum awil idwam. The best gravy is what? Al-khal. Al-khal is vinegar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Narration of Sahih Muslim. The best is vinegar. Condiment, vinegar. Then if you see, it is also used to describe Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Also used to describe Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Now, where is this here? Where do you find this here? If you look in the ahadith, it's also mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ آدَمُ كَأَحْسَنِ مَا يُرَى مِنْ أُدْمِ الرِّجَالِ. There is this man to which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, and it was at night in a dream. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen a man in a dream. وَأَرَانِ اللَّيْلَةَ عِنْدَ الْكَعْبَةِ فِي الْمَنَامِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I saw in my dream a man of brown color. The best one can see amongst brown color. And his hair was long. His hair was long. تَذْرِبُ لِمَّتُهُ بَيْنَ مَنْكِبَيْ. His hair was long that it fell between his shoulders. يَقْتُرُ رَأْسُهُ مَاءً. And there was water that was dripping from his head. يَقْتُرُ رَأْسُهُ مَاءً. Is mentioned رَجِلُشْ شَعْر. This refers to straight hair. رَجِلُشْ شَعْر. It refers to straight hair, which is for Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. He had straight hair. وَاضِعًا يَدَيْهِ عَلَى مَنْكِبَيْ رَجُلَيْنِ. And he was placing his hands on the shoulders of two men. وَهُوَ يَطُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ. And they were making tawaf of the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I said, who is this? فَقَالُوا هَذَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. They said, this here is Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. هَذَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Then we saw, so this is Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. You saw in the beginning the word came. فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ آدَمُ كَأَحْسَنِ مَا يُرَى مِنْ أُدْمِ الرِّجَالِ. This word, Adam, brown. So yeah, the color, complexion, brownish color. فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ آدَمُ كَأَحْسَنِ مَا يُرَى مِنْ أُدْمِ الرِّجَالِ. This description of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. تَضْرِبُ لِمَّتُهُ بَيْنَ مَنْكِبَيْهِ. and there was water, or his hair came between his shoulders. His hair was long enough to fall between his shoulders. يَقْطُرُ رَأْسُهُ مَاءً, and there was water that was dripping from his head. وَاضِعًا عَلَى مَنْكِبَيْ رَجُلَيْنِ, and he was placing his hands on the shoulders of two men. وَهُوَ يَتُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ, and they were making tawaf around the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I asked, who is this here? And they said, فَقَالَ هَذَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ, this is Sayyiduna Isa ibn Maryam radiallahu anhu. And then it goes on, and this, the description of Dajjal is also given in this particular hadith here. ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا وَرَاءَهُ جَعْدًا قَطَطًا, and behind him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I saw a man who had very extremely curly hair. He had this curly hair. And this curly hair, but for Dajjal, جَعْدًا قَطَطًا, he had this curly hair. أَعْوَرَ عَيْنِ الْيُمْنَى, he was blind in the right eye. كَأَشْبَهِ مَنْ رَأَيْتُ بِبْنِ قَطَنٍ, resembling Ibn Qatan, an infidel in appearance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَاضِعًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ عَلَى مَنْكِبَيْ رَجُلٍ, he was placing his hands on the shoulders of a person while performing tawaf around the Kaaba. يَتُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ, he was making. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا, who is this here? قَالُوا الْمَسِيحُ مَسِيحُ الدَّجَّالِ, they said, this is الْمَسِيحُ الدَّجَّالِ, this is Dajjal. تَابَعُهُ عُبَيْدُ اللَّهِ نَافٍ. So this here is the hadith. Where is this hadith? Narration of Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari. And you can check it under hadith 3439 as well as 3440. 3439 and 3440. So Sayyiduna Isa, straight hair. Dajjal, curly hair. That's what we know. Coming back to this now. We said, this word, this particular word, Adima Sami'a, it's Master Adaman, Wa Udmatan, Wa Aduma. It can also come on Karuma, so Karuma Aduma. But there it will be Adamatan, Wa Udumatan. So this is the different kind of masters that you get for this particular word. We mentioned to you complexion, we mentioned to you this. What is being referred, how is this word being used in this particular context? So here it's referring to skin. Kal. Al-Adim is the Zahiri Hissa. It's referring to, and that's what we're referring to, is the skin. Al-Adamu, skin. Right? So here we have below the stone, the soft, delicate skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now there's various occasions in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, various reports, because there may be more occasions, but the reports that tell us this here is in various ahadith compilations. You know the famous one of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and his wife. And then so many people ate from that particular meal. So many people ate from that meal. Alhamdulillah. Then we've seen, so that particular instance. Then we know the famous incident of Jabir, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu. When it was that particular occasion, Yawmul Khandaq, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to break this boulder. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit it, they spotted that there was a stone tied around the Mubarak belly of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is another hadith, which was, you can find it, Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith 4913. This words which I said to you. What had happened? Just give you a quick roundup. It was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, it was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu went outside, he went to respond to the call of nature, and He then spotted and saw Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they both were there. They asked, "What brings you outside? What brings you outside on this particular occasion?" And he said, "No, it is the reason for this was because of hunger. Hunger has brought me out. Hunger has brought me out." And then afterwards, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and he saw the two companions there. He asked, "What happened here?" So they said, "No, this is the reason why. The reason why? All hungry. All hungry. That's what brought them out of the houses, is total hunger." And the incident continues. But look at this, the leaders of our ummah, all out and about in a state of hunger. It was, and I'll end off with this here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what was his bed like? What was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bed like? Once Umar radiallahu anhu looked at the straw mat being imprinted on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side. Athar al-hasiri fi jambihi. The straw mat. Umar radiallahu anhu began to cry. Fabagaytu. He started crying. He says, I started to cry. Faqal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma yubkika, what's making you cry?" فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ كِسْرَ وَقَيْسَرَ فِي مَا هُوَ فِيهِ وَأَنْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The leaders of Kisra and Qaisar, they are living the soft life, and you are living in the state of destitute. What was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمَا تَرْضَىٰ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَنَا الْآخِرَةِ. Won't you be satisfied that they enjoy this world and we the year after?
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.